Morning, Berkey.
Ah, Clarkie. Hello, good sir. How's the seat going?
Oh, look, I'm keeping it warm for you. Just it's lowered down. I don't know what you did to it, but it must be your body weight.
You're a very tall man.
Well, did I dumb it down? I think. I'm not a solicitor like your good self.
That's my job, mate.
You're just my favourite news presenter in the evenings. What's there for the...
You know the narc?
Yeah.
The narc rang?
Yeah.
He's called him Pretty Boy.
Does he?
Pretty Boy.
I thought he was talking to me, but...
I think Berkey may have rang the narc and said, can you call me Pretty Boy?
Yeah, maybe.
Help me out, please. Exactly right.
Big weekend, the semi-finals in the Super Rugby this weekend.
Yeah, it is, it is. And, you know, the irony of this Super Rugby conference system is that the Lions could go through this whole campaign if they win against the Hurricanes, you know, on the weekend. And play, I've only played one Kiwi team, and obviously if they get the final, there's going to be two. But they made it through all the way without having to confront a Kiwi team. And I think on the weekend, you know, it's going to be a bit of a rude shock to them at the same time, taking on the Hurricanes, but they get the benefit of sitting at home again in Ellis Park in Johannesburg, which is a tough place to play at the best of times. We saw last week, they kicked a 54-metre penalty goal to sneak ahead in the end against the Sharks there. And I'm all for kicking goals. That's what I did for my whole career. That's how I racked up all the points. But there's got to be a position where you shouldn't be able to win a game from halfway. You know, like I reckon there's got to be some kind of system where, you know, it's a 3 points if you're 20 out, 2 points if you're 40 out, and 1 point if you're 50 out. You know, you can't get that. But they'll take it because they now plant themselves in the semi-final and have a chance to have a shot at the finals.
$2 the Lions, Berkey at tab.com.au, $1.80 the Hurricanes. What would you do?
Oh, I'm going to go the home team. Okay. TK, I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago that the Lions look pretty good. And more for the fact that, again, the Hurricanes, I know they're a sharp old outfit and come back as defending champs. The flights are going to be difficult, no doubt about that. I think there's a bit of a hangover from that Lion series as well. I think we saw that last week in the Brumbies match. They were just off to start with. They found their rhythm at the end, but I don't think they were the Hurricanes, if you say, of the Super Rugby season, the home and away season. So in saying that, I reckon the speed of the game, the lack of oxygen up there at the High Veld can play a part. And look, if they sneak away with penalty goals for the Lions, happy days, but they're good enough to score tries. So I'm going to take the little outsider here and take the home team, as in the Lions, to go the whole way.
All right, what about the Crusaders v. the Chiefs? The Crusaders $1.28, the Chiefs $3.65.
They're good.
Yeah, they've only lost that one game, that last one of the season, Stewie, and I think they'll continue to run on the way through there. Chiefs are a sharp outfit, no doubt about it, and they've got some incredible players there, physicality. They are flying back from South Africa, so that's going to be a tough trip. And I know you always talk about, you know, these guys have to do it and that's their job. But there's, especially when you're flying back that west-east as well, and it is a long way.
It is.
From where they were down in South Africa. So I think fatigue will get those guys. They'll give it a good shot, but I think the Crusaders will come home in the end.
Mate, Stephen Moore, we're going to be chatting with him in about half an hour's time on the program, so we look forward to that. He's a champion bloke. He's been a champion hooker, but I guess time just up.
Yeah, and you're right, TK, he's one of the good blokes. You know, he's played 120 test matches. He's going to continue on playing until the end of the year, which is, again, he'll rack up some more test matches on the way through there. As I said, one of the good blokes. It's interesting how he's called it now. You know, before the Bledisloe Cup, whether that's to stir the blokes before the Bledisloe Cup, whether he got, I don't know, did he get a tap on the shoulder from the coach to say, "Hey, mate, look, you know, where are we?" But look, you have to respect the decision that he's come out and made. And I'll tell you what, 120 test matches, mate. I was tired after playing 81. Imagine what he'd be feeling like in that combative position of hooker. You know, having to drill it week in, week out. Now, the difficulty, as you know, Stu, it's not the games, it's the training. And we saw him running the other day on the fitness, and in my dead set, it looked like he was running with an anchor behind him. It was, it just seemed to be a hard graft. Now, the interesting part about this is, as well, he gives up the captaincy as well. So he now comes back to the field and say, hey, pick me on on selection or select me on just my criteria of playing hooker only. Is he the best hooker at the moment? He's on that borderline, I suppose. When you look at who else is there, to Tafu Plotinau playing well, didn't start those games or didn't have a great impact in those games in the June series. So it's going to be tough for him now to win those selection battles. I think, you know, is he a bench player? I don't know if he's a bench player. He's a starting player with his leadership. So it'd be interesting to see how Checker goes. No doubt he's a big help for the rest of the team around it, for team culture, morale, and that kind of stuff. Remembering he's going to don the boots to the end of Super Rugby season next year for Queensland. So he obviously thinks he's got a bit more in the tank. And, I mean, as you said, he's a champion bloke. He's got great insight into the game, and we wish him well for the end of this year. And let's hope there's a bit of motivation for the All Blacks in a couple of weeks' time when they take him on, that say, hey, let's send him out on a high note.
Yeah, exactly. Can I, just before we go, your tip for the Super Rugby title? You've got four teams still left overall.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. Man, I'm going to chase the Lions. Going to chase the Lions, too. Yeah. They were there or thereabouts last year. They were on the back end of that sort of flying to New Zealand last year against the Hurricanes. I think it could be a bit of role reversal this year. I think what we're seeing, home advantage is becoming so important these days that, especially when you're playing up at altitude in Johannesburg, that it just makes so much of a difference. And all the naysayers out there who say you can do it, it is incredibly difficult. But if it ends up to be a Crusaders Lions final, that's going to be incredibly tight. Crusaders are such a well-drilled outfit, but. I think the Lions can go the whole way.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the title, you've gone the Lions, they're $3.50. The Hurricanes, they're $3.50 as well. The Crusaders, they're the favourites, $2.25. And the outsiders in the title, the Super Rugby title, are the Chiefs at $9. Berkey, we'll all be watching the news tonight. See you there. What time do you get there? Sort of, what, 5:45 or something
like that? I'm on at 5:45. I usually get there at about 5:40, 5:41, I think it is. By the time I step up to.
That's after 8 hours in makeup. Good on you, Berkey.
Good on you, bud.
Thanks, boys.
Matthew Berk there.